For this corruptible must put on incorruption. This mortal must put on immortality. This is a tremendous must. You can't go to heaven as you are now. You can't go to heaven with the old body you got. You couldn't see what's really up there, and you couldn't hear the music. They tell us today that we don't see everything that's on the sight board, and we don't hear everything's on the sound board. We get very little today. These bodies are quite limited. We are really deaf and dumb as far as heaven is concerned. Even if we went up there like we are, we'd never be able to enjoy the place. We wouldn't know very much about it. We'd miss half that's going to take place. And friends, when I go there, I don't want to miss a thing. And therefore, I'm going to need a new body. This corruptible must put on incorruption. This mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought the pass that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. This is the victory of the resurrection, friends. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Now, I feel about physical death like this. I heard a Bible teacher years ago say that he's taken the sting out of death. And he says it's like a bee that has a stinger removed. Well, my feeling is this, that I can't tell when a bee has its stinger removed. I just can't stop every bee and say, look, you got your stinger, you lost it. And therefore, I'm afraid of every bee, with stinger or without stinger. And death has lost its sting, I grant you, because today we're to look way out beyond it. It's a doorway that's opened up the vast regions of eternity and starts us down the hallway. Not of time, but of eternity. But I don't like going through that door. O grave, where is thy victory? Now, the grave's not going to get a victory at all. Well, I tell you today, that is the thing that happens to man. Many a man today has been a success as a businessman, but he was really a failure because death got him. May I say, many a politician got elected to high office, and then he died in high office. We've had several presidents that died in the presidency. They got up there, but, oh, death, you know, got a victory, walked in on them. Death is an awful monster, is it not? But now Christ has been down through that way, just as that ark went down into the Jordan River and over to the other side. Christ has gone down through the waters of death for me. And he tells me, I'm your shepherd. Remember, I not only lead you through this life, I'll lead you through the deep waters of death and I'll bring you into eternity. So I'm afraid. I'm a little child. I'm afraid. But I'll put my hand in a hand that's nail pierced and he'll lead me to the other side. O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. It's sin that has the real stinger. And the strength of sin is the law. Law is a mirror that shows us we're sinners. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory. How? Because we are smart and clever, and we are overcomers? No, we have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And we are told that they overcame him in Revelation. How? By the blood of the Lamb. That's the only way any of us will ever overcome. Now, on the basis of that, he says now, therefore, I think goes all the way back to the very first chapter. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now, that takes me all the way back to verse 9 of chapter 1. God is faithful. Oh, he's faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. I've been called into the fellowship of his Son. And Paul has already told me in this epistle, he says that all things are mine. And he said that Paul belongs to me, and we've been studying all about him. He's ours, friends, and Apollos and Cephas. world today. Oh, I want to enjoy it. Life and death. Oh, death is ours. But we have one that got the victory over death. And isn't this wonderful? Things present, that's things of time, things to come out yonder in the future, all things are yours. My friend, why, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Now, may I say to you, he's up yonder in glory today, the living Christ. I hope you have Christ. He's yours, and he's mine, and the world. Eternity. My father's a king, my friend. He's a king.